Locker room chats here on KMZA, getting going here tonight. It's the final ones of 2025. We're about to hit the holiday break, and we're joined now by Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise as well. Coach, take your first loss in a long time. You look at, you know, just how much success you guys have had over the last year and change, and then your last game, Friday night, you were off Tuesday this week, so you've had a little bit of time to dissect on it, but you go to Silver Lake last Friday night, you know, you beat them last year, you're talking two top teams in their respective classifications, this time around, Silver Lake gets the win, 58-47 that final, so the initial thoughts and takeaways from that first loss in quite a long time that you guys have seen over the last year and plus.
Yeah, you know, I thought the girls played hard, we didn't, you know, we talk about things that can't go wrong or we don't want, and it's kind of the first quarter. You know, I think they were 4 of 6 from the three-point line or something, and we were 3 of 15 from inside of 5 feet. And, you know, and it's just not a great combination when you're playing a team that good. And, you know, but the girls, I thought, you know, the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, we were down 18, and the girls continued to fight, which shows a lot about their character and what we're capable of doing, you know, I think down the road. But it was, you know, losses, you know, people say loss is a good thing if you learn from it. And I think our practice this week has already showed that we've learned some things that we've got to get better at. So, you know, we'll take it. It is what it is now, and it's over. And told the girls, in the grand scheme of things, being undefeated is probably when it comes to goals at the beginning of the year, it's probably the least important one. So everything else that they want to do is still within their reach, you know, so we'll just focus on that.
Yeah, and you kind of touched up on my next question here in regards to a loss being a good thing. You know, it's been a while since you guys have lost a game, and I mean, putting a little adversity on the back and just kind of seeing what this team can do when facing, you know, a game coming off a loss. And you guys are going to have a tough one on Friday night against Valley Heights, but, you know, I feel like the girls probably, you know, after taking that loss to Silver Lake, I would have to imagine things might have been ramped up, you know, with the extra practice time here over these last few days.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of good practices, you know, and I think we found some things we've got to work on, you know, myself included, things that we need to do a little differently. And, you know, I said without Tava right now, especially, we're not as deep as we were last year. And I think we've got some girls that are realizing, you know, 18 minutes a game last year is a lot different than even just 25 or 26 minutes a game this year. And I feel like right now we're just having a hard time finding our legs in the second half. We're just not to that point yet where we're in shape to play that long at times. So we'll keep plugging away at it and doing some things, and we'll be fine in the long run.
You guys get one more game before the holiday break on Friday. So, again, no game on Tuesday last night, so you have a little bit extra practice time since that game against Silver Lake. You guys go to Valley Heights, one of the top-tier teams in the 2A classification. They're up to number 6 in the latest rankings this week. They're coming off a big win last night. They held Nemaha Central to just 26 points, so they're off to a 3-1 start. Their only loss to Riley County. What can you tell us about Valley Heights and obviously some challenges there for Friday night to close out 2025?
Oh, they're athletic. You know, they always are. They've always got girls that can play, and they play hard. And Jordan's kind of got the same mentality I do, you know, in terms of defense. Defense wins ball games and stuff, and they're good defensively. And, you know, there's times I told the girls, we've got to be strong with the ball. I think sometimes Valley Heights plays with the mentality that as an official, you can't call everything, so we'll see exactly how many things we can get away with at times. So, you know, in credit to them, they've played well with it so far. So we've just got to settle in. You know, I'd like us to find a way to handle the pressure just a little bit better right now, but that's something we'll keep working on.
That is Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach, coming off the first loss in quite some time, although it was a very good team in Silver Lake. No game on Tuesday last night, so Centralia, a little extra practice time getting ready for Valley Heights. Top-tier matchup coming your way on Friday night in the TVL. Coach, we really appreciate it as always. Good luck here, obviously, on Friday night. Enjoy the couple weeks off for the holiday break, and we'll talk to you early on in 2026.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.